can speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. I am here with Lourdes, Maria and Fernando. And I think we can bet that Pilar will come running any minute now. Yeah, literally running. Okay, let's get straight to work with a little translation list. One of the... sometimes people ask me to recommend them a book to improve their fluency. Without hesitation, I will always say the translation booklet. Buy the book. It's about... It's not even 20 euro. You download the audio. Listen to a list every morning in your car and a list in the evening. Start at the very beginning, regardless of your level. Start at the lowest level. A sentence is spoken in Spanish. There's a gap of 3 seconds where you can give the answer and then you get the answer in English itself. And it's the best way of improving your fluency. And there are, it's all typical spoken English. It's not literary. It's not formal. It's typical spoken English. And even some of them are a little story. All right. So, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Tú sabes muy bien lo que quiero.
You know very well what I want.
Good. No tengo ni idea.
I don't have any idea.
Okay. Or?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay. Or simpler way.
Always I have simpler. No idea.
I have no idea. Soften the H. I have no
I
idea.
I have no idea.
Very good. Quiero casarme con tu hija.
I want to marry with your daughter. To your daughter.
Simpler. No
I want to marry your daughter.
Very good. ¿Quieres qué?
Do you want what?
Careful of the you.
You want what?
Good. You want what? Very good. Say it again.
You want what?
Very good. Ya me oíste.
You've already listened to
simpler,
me.
Simpler. Simple past.
And you heard, you listened to me. You already listened to me.
You already heard me? You heard me? You heard me?
You heard me.
Good.
You heard me.
You heard me. Yeah, you heard me.
You heard me.
Very good. Pero ella es mucho más joven que tú.
But she's much younger.
But
she's much younger than you are.
Very good. ¿Me estás llamando viejo?
Are you saying I'm old?
Okay, another way of saying it.
Are you calling me an old person?
Viejo.
An old man?
An old man, yeah, again.
Are you calling me an old man?
Very good. If I started talking to you about my old man, who am I talking about?
Your father?
Yes, very good. ¿La quieres de verdad?
Do you really like her?
Stronger.
Do you really love her?
Yes. La quiero y ella me quiere a mí.
I love her and she loves me.
Very good. Queremos casarnos la próxima semana.
We want to marry next week.
Good. No, you can say we want to marry next week. A slightly more common way of saying it.
We want to get married next week.
Very good. ¿Cuándo empezáis a salir juntos? Question.
When did you start to...
Careful of your pronunciation.
When did you start to date?
Use.
When did you use to...
In the south of Madrid, there's a place in a metro station called...
Usera.
When did you start to go out?
No, take away the preposition.
When did you start going out?
Juntos.
Together.
Again.
When did you start going out together?
When did you start going out together?
When
did you
start? That's the girl's name, Wendy. When?
When did you start? Did you start going out together?
Very good. Now think of this. Close your eyes. Imagine there's a blank piece of paper. The word you, Y-O-U, and start are written on it. Take the S from start and move it to the left so that it joins use. So you get use tart. How do you say tarta in English?
Cake, pie.
Another word. Literal translation.
Tort.
Tart.
Tart.
Tart. Tart.
Use tart. Use tart. So.
Use tart.
Now. Cuando empezasteis. ¿Cuándo empezasteis a salir juntos?
When did you start When did you start going out together?
Very good. Hace un par de meses.
A couple of months ago.
Very good. ¿Dónde conociste a mi hija?
Where did you meet my daughter?
Again.
Where did you meet my daughter?
Very good. ¿Sabe mi mujer algo de esto?
Does my wife know anything about this?
Very good. ¿Quién se lo dijo? ¿Quién se lo dijo?
Who told her?
Very good. Espero que sepas lo que haces.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Very good. ¿Qué sorpresa tan desagradable?
What disgusting surprise. Mm.
Unpleasant.
Oh, unpleasant.
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 What an unpleasant surprise.
Good. Again.
What an unpleasant surprise.
One more time. Surprise. Surprise.
What an unpleasant surprise.
No esperes tener mi consentimiento.
Don't expect to have my consent.
Very good, yes.
Don't expect to have my consent.
Very good, yeah. Remember, when in doubt, translate literally, and you'll be right at least half of the time. ¿Por qué no me dijo nada ella?
Why didn't she tell me anything?
Espero que no esté esperando un hijo.
I hope she's not expecting a baby.
Very good. Now, in the old days, not anymore, in the old days, say 50, 60 years ago, maybe even less, when a girl was pregnant before the wedding, what was the name of the wedding?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Wedding.
How do you say shotgun in Spanish?
Escopeta.
Yeah. How do you say shotgun wedding in Spanish?
Boda de penalti.
De penalti.
Okay, all right. ¿Qué sugieres que haga, que hagamos? ¿Qué hagamos? Hagamos.
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 What do you suggest to do? We can do.
Take away the can.
What do you suggest we do?
Very good. Toma tus propias decisiones.
Make your own decisions.
More can to make.
Make your own decisions.
Very good. Now, put it together. Make your own decisions.
Make your own decisions.
¿No me vas a dar un consejo?
Aren't you going to give me an advice?
No, in English, it's uncountable. Advice is uncountable.
A piece of advice.
Okay, another way of saying it.
Some advice.
Okay, or any advice. So, question again.
Aren't you going to give me a piece of advice? Use, any advice?
Right, a piece of advice is fine, but use any.
Aren't you going to give me any advice?
Any advice.
Aren't you going to give me any advice?
Advice.
Advice. Advice.
Good. ¿Para qué?
For what? What for?
Very good. Al menos felicítanos. Felicítanos.
At least congratulate on us.
Take away the preposition.
At least congratulate us.
Good. ¿Cuándo empezasteis a salir juntos?
When did you start going out together?
Very good. One more time.
When did you start going out together?
Very good. Now we're going to practice with should have, shouldn't have. You've done this before. I will say, I'm sorry I went there. And I want you to say, always in each case, yes. Yes. I like ese. Yes. Yes, you shouldn't have gone there. So I'm sorry I went there.
Yes, you shouldn't have gone there.
I'm sorry I didn't call her.
Yes, you should have called her.
Called her.
Called her.
Again?
Yes, you should have called her.
I'm sorry I did that.
Yes, you shouldn't have done it, that.
Again.
Yes, you shouldn't have done it, that. Yes, you shouldn't have done that.
Good. I'm sorry he saw it.
Yes, he shouldn't have seen it.
I'm sorry I stole it.
Yes, you shouldn't have stolen it.
I'm sorry I let him read the letter.
Yes, you shouldn't have let him read the letter.
I'm sorry I said that.
Yes, you shouldn't have said that.
Again, from the beginning.
Yes, you shouldn't have said that.
Good. I'm sorry I gave it to them.
Yes, you shouldn't have given it to them.
Again?
Yes, you shouldn't have given it to them.
I'm sorry they heard it.
Yes, they shouldn't have heard it.
Careful of the shouldn't.
Yes, they shouldn't have heard it.
Shouldn't.
Yes, they shouldn't have heard it.
I'm sorry I broke it.
Yes, you shouldn't have broken it.
I'm sorry I began so late.
Yes, you shouldn't have begun so late.
Good, I'm sorry I wrote to him.
Yes, you shouldn't have written to him.
Very good. Can you say, I'm sorry I wrote him without the two?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Where would you hear that?
US?
Yes, American English. They would say, they would even say as an imperative, write me without the two. I would always say, write to me, both are right. Mm. I'm sorry I lost it.
Yes, you shouldn't have lost it.
Stronger with a shouldn't.
Yes, you shouldn't have lost it.
I'm sorry I took her there.
Yes, you shouldn't have taken her there.
Good. Taken her.
Taken her.
Again.
Yes, you shouldn't have taken her that. There.
Yes, you shouldn't have taken her there.
No, a bit snore.
Yes, you shouldn't have taken her there.
Yeah, listen to the shouldn't. Should ain't, shouldn't. If you have a minor accident with your car, what happens to the bodywork of the car? If someone, for example, bumps into your car, not strongly, but from the side into the door, what do you have?
A dent.
Yeah, how do you say dent in Spanish?
Abolladura.
So, should dent. So, yeah. I'm sorry I took her there.
Yes, you shouldn't have...
No, careful. Should dent.
You shouldn't have taken her there.
Taken
her there.
One more time, Fernando.
Yes, you shouldn't have taken her there.
Good. I'm taking her.
Taken her there.
I'm sorry I threw it away.
Yes, you shouldn't have thrown it away.
I'm sorry I chose him for the job.
Yes, you shouldn't have chosen him for the job.
I'm sorry I didn't drive there myself.
Yes, you shouldn't have driven there yourself.
One more time, shouldn't.
Yes, you shouldn't have driven there yourself.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't keep it.
Yes, you shouldn't have driven, kept it.
Kept it again?
Yes, you shouldn't have.
Be so careful. Yes.
Yes, you shouldn't have kept it.
Kept it. Yeah, kept it. Say that for me again. Yes, you shouldn't have kept it.
Yes, you should have kept it.
Sorry, you're right. Yes, I'm sorry I didn't keep it. Yes, you should have kept it. Very good. All right. You're listening. I'm sorry I didn't keep it.
Yes, you should have kept it. Kept it.
Again.
Yes, you should have kept it.
A bit slower.
Yes, you should have kept
should
it.
Have.
Should have kept it.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't hold a meeting on that subject.
Yes, you should have held a meeting on that subject.
I'm sorry I didn't fly there.
Yes, you should have flown there.
I'm sorry she fell in love with him.
Yes, she had.
Yes.
Yes, she should have fallen
remember,
in love
if
with
I say
her.
Positive, you must say negative. So I'm sorry she fell in love with him.
Yes, she shouldn't have
fallen.
She shouldn't have fallen in love with her.
Him.
With him.
Again.
Yes, she shouldn't have.
She shouldn't. Don't hear
she shouldn't scene. Have fallen in love with her. With him.
Him. Again, one more time.
Yes, she shouldn't have fallen in love with him.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't tell her the truth.
Yes, you should have told her the truth.
More D in the should.
Yes, you should have told her the truth.
The truth.
The truth.
One more time.
Yes, you should have told her the truth.
I'm sorry I didn't lend him the money.
Yes, you should have lent him the money.
Very good. I'm sorry I didn't have my book with me.
A little bit.
Yes, you should have had your book with you.
Very good.
Yes, you should have the book with you.
Your book. Yes, you should have had your book with you.
No, more had.
Yes, you should have had your book with you.
Yes, you should have had your book with you.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't deal with the chairman himself.
Yes, you should have dealt with the chairman himself.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't think about the repercussions.
Yes, you should have thought about the repercussions.
Cush.
Yes, you should have thought about the repercussions.
How do you say repercussions in Spanish?
Repercusiones.
I'm sorry I didn't wear a hat.
Yes, you should have.
Yes.
Yes, you should have worn a hat.
Okay. What are the most famous business schools in Madrid?
Yes.
For example, yes. Take away the, and you have the perfect yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, I'm sorry I didn't wear a hat.
Yes, you should have had a hat. You should have worn a hat.
No. You need to hit the D at the end of should have.
Should have. Yes, you should have worn a hat.
Worn.
Yes, you should have worn a hat.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't pay in cash.
Yes, you should have paid in cash.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't bring my phone.
Yes, you should have brought your phone.
Stronger with the D in should.
Yes, you should have brought your phone.
I'm sorry I didn't speak to him about the matter.
Yes, you should have spoken to him about the matter.
I'm sorry I didn't sleep on the plane.
Yes, you should have slept on the plane.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't come by car.
Yes, you should have come by car.
I'm sorry I kept the money.
Yes, you shouldn't have kept the money.
Good. I'm sorry I made that mistake.
Yes, you shouldn't have made that mistake.
I'm sorry I didn't do him a favor.
Yes, you should have done him a favor.
I'm sorry I didn't...
Favor.
Favor. Ver, ver.
Favor.
Now from the beginning, Maria.
Yes, you should have... Yes, you should have done him a favor.
Okay, a little bit more D in the should.
Yes, you should have done him a favor.
favor. Ver.
Yes, you should have done him a favor.
I'm sorry I didn't make a better offer.
Yes, you should have made a better offer.
Again?
Yes, you should have made a better offer. Better offer.
I'm sorry I didn't make a better impression.
Yes, you should have made a better impression.
I'm sorry I didn't do business with them.
Yes, you should have done business with them.
Okay, let's quickly practice with some negative questions from English O'Clock. Here we go. I give it a negative statement and I want you to ask me the question why. I haven't done it.
Why haven't you done it?
Now, how do you say Y in English?
Why?
Yeah, that's the way to pronounce why.
Why haven't you done it?
I didn't do it.
Why didn't you do it?
I won't do it.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I won't do it.
Why won't you do it?
Again.
Why won't you do it?
I won't have done it.
Why won't you have done it?
I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Again.
Why can't you do it?
I shouldn't do it.
Why shouldn't you do it?
I couldn't do it.
Why couldn't you do it?
I wasn't there to do it.
Why weren't you there to do it?
Very good. I don't do it.
Why don't you do it?
I'm not going to do it.
Why aren't you going to do it?
I wouldn't do it.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I'm not doing it.
Why aren't you doing it?
I don't know how to... Sorry, say it again.
Why aren't you doing it?
I didn't know how to do it.
Why didn't you know how to do it?
I haven't sat down.
Why haven't you sat down?
I won't have sat down.
Why haven't you? No? Why? Wouldn't
why
you?
Why won't you have sat down?
Why won't you have sat down?
Very good, future perfect. I didn't sit down.
Why didn't you sit down?
Again?
Why didn't you sit down?
Very good, I can't sit down.
Why can't you sit down?
I shouldn't sit down.
Why shouldn't you sit down?
I couldn't sit down.
Why couldn't you sit down?
Again?
Why couldn't you sit down?
I wasn't able to sit down.
Why weren't you able to sit down?
Very good, I don't sit down.
Why don't you sit down? Why don't you sit down? Why don't you sit down?
Good. I'm not going to sit down.
Why aren't you going to sit down?
I wouldn't sit down.
Why wouldn't you sit down?
Again?
Why wouldn't you sit down?
I'm not sitting down.
Why aren't you sitting down?
I don't know how to sit down.
Why don't you know how to sit down?
Right, let's do a quick bit of vocabulary. Say shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
How do you say see in English?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Asombroso.
Amazing.
Corrida de toros.
Bullfight.
Very good. How do you say to sit on the fence in Spanish?
Esperar a que algo pase sin hacer nada.
But there's a specific way of saying it in English. All right, in Spanish. Mirar los toros desde la barrera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? All right. Presidente del Consejo. How do you say silla?
Chairman.
Very good. Compatible.
The same?
Yeah.
Compatible?
Compatible, yeah, very good. Contagioso.
Contagious.
Good pronunciation again.
Contagious.
Tribunal.
Court?
Yes. Now, you would find, for example, for pure legal situations, the court, but we do use in British, Irish and American English what they call an employment tribunal, where if somebody who's been fired can specifically contest the situation, and that we would call a tribunal. Also, for example, in Britain and Irish politics and legal circumstances, we would talk about a tribunal to inquire into some... What's wrongdoing?
Mala conducta.
Yeah, one word, wrongdoing. Yeah, very good. Postre.
Dessert.
Okay, ask her if she brought dessert today.
Did you bring dessert today?
Yes, I did.
Ask her what she brought.
What did you bring?
I brought a clam pie.
No, say it a bit slower.
I brought a key lime pie.
Very good. Now ask her where key lime pie is from.
Where is key lime pie from?
It's typical of the Florida Keys.
Yeah. Now say Florida.
Florida Keys.
Ask her what the Florida Keys are.
What are the Florida Keys?
They are a lot of small little islands in the south of Florida.
Yeah.
That they are connected by a bridge.
Yeah. And they're very, have you been there?
Yes,
They're quite beautiful, right?
Very beautiful.
And the most famous one is Key Largo.
Yes, it's the one more far away from the coast. Farthest away from the coast.
Yeah, it's mentioned in a song by the Beach Boys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Key West is famous.
Key West is the other famous one, yes.
Yes.
And they were also made a little bit famous, I think, by Ernest Hemingway, who may have lived in them as well. He lived in a lot of places. Now... Hembra.
Female.
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 Very good. And what do you call, how do you say oveja in English? Oveja.
Sheep.
You.
Like Y-O-U, you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you spell it?
E-W-E.
Very good. And the male, male sheep, el macho?
Ram.
Ram. Very good. And the female pig, the adult female pig?
Sow.
Good. The male adult pig?
The boar.
Very good.
Or hog.
Or hog, yes, hog. Also. Yeah, hog is an older way of saying pig, but it's still used.
You're amazing, Maria.
What famous motorbike is known as a hog?
As a hog? I hope that the Harley-Davidson...
Yes.
Yes?
Yep, called a hog. Yep, Harley-Davidson is a...
But it doesn't look like a hog.
No, but it's the nickname of it. It's called a hog. Yeah, okay. Hog, yep. And for a horse, the adult female horse?
Stud or stallion.
No, the female.
The mare.
Very good. And then the stallion or the... And how do you say potro?
Foal. Foal?
Now, there's a little difference. A one-year-old male horse is called a colt. And the foal could be either... Yeah, and then the filly is the female. Oh. Yeah, very good. Well done.
And yearling?
Yearling is a horse that is... when they start racing them at one year old. So they're close to being fully grown. That's a yearling. Improbably. Yeah, incredible.
I'm still amazed.
This is what happens when you study. You improve.
Maria,
yeah. Improbably.
Yeah. Unlikely.
Okay, good. Another way of saying it.
Uncertain. Improbable. Improbable.
Yep, exactly the same spelling in English. Guía.
Guide.
Good. Labios.
Lips.
Good. Ubicado.
Located.
Very good. Matrimonio.
Marriage.
Good pronunciation. Operación.
Operation.
Good. Placer.
Pleasure.
Responsable.
Accountable. Liable.
No, careful. Liable is different. Liable is when it's a legal term. I might do something at work which makes me liable for prosecution, for example. So liable, yeah. Translate literally. Responsable.
Responsible.
Very good. Seguro.
Sure.
If I said it, for example, I don't know, it's like another way of saying
safe.
It. Another way.
Certain.
It's almost a literal translation.
Secure.
Very good. Huh. Espontaneamente.
Spontaneously.
Spontaneously.
Spontaneously. Spontaneously.
Tain.
Spontaneously.
Tarea.
Task.
Tareas.
Tasks.
Impuesto.
Tax.
Impuestos.
Taxes.
Very good. A través de.
Throughout.
Take away the out.
Through.
Very good. Llevarse bien con.
To get along, to get on.
Yep. To get along with, to get on with. Razonar con.
To reason with.
Yeah.
Oh. To reason with.
Very good. Confianza.
Trust.
Good. Hola, as in O-L-A.
Wave.
Very good. Que lío.
What a mess.
And again.
What a mess.
Okay, let's do a quick short answer drill. Is there a kitchen in your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Ask him if it's big or small.
Is it big or small?
Is he asking to me? Yes.
No, ask him again.
Is it big or small?
It's big.
Very good. Does it ask him if it has a refrigerator?
Do you have
ask him if it has a refrigerator.
Does it have a refrigerator?
Yes, it does. In fact, it's broken now.
It's broken. Now,
after this problem, I have to check the refrigerator, but it's broken.
Okay. Is there an oven in your kitchen?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And pronounce that word for me. O-V-E-N.
O-V-E-N. Oven?
Of.
Oven.
It's the same pronunciation as love. Oven. Mm-hmm.
Oven.
Yeah, very good. And how do you say oven in Spanish?
I don't know.
Very good. Are there any cabinets in your kitchen?
Yes, there are.
And how do you say cabinet in Spanish?
Armarios.
Very good. Ask me what we call cabinets in Ireland.
How do you call cabinets?
Well, better than what?
What do you call cabinets in Ireland?
We call them presses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the press. How many cabinets are there in your kitchen?
There are 5 cabinets.
Very good. Do the cabinets have shelves?
Yes, they do.
Very good. Are the plates in the cabinets?
Yes, they are.
Are they on the shelves?
Yes, they are.
Do you have a lot of plates?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do I like pizza?
Yes, you do.
Very good. Is there a car here?
No, there isn't.
Am I wearing glasses?
No, you aren't.
Do you have a notebook?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do I teach on the radio?
Yes, you do.
Very good. Am I married?
I don't know.
No, ask me.
Are you married?
No, no. Are there any black pens in this room?
Yes, there are.
Do you have a black pen?
Yes, I do.
Am I sitting on a couch?
No, you aren't.
What's another way of saying a couch in English?
Sofa.
Very good. Is there a park near your house?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Is the park big?
No, it's not.
Very good. Ask him if there are any paddle courts in the park.
Are there any paddle courts in the park?
Yes, there is. Yes, there are.
Very good. Ask him if there's a running track.
Is there a running track?
No, there isn't.
Ask him, say again.
No, there isn't.
Very good. Ask him how many trees there are in the park.
How many trees are there in the park?
There are six trees.
Six trees?
Six trees.
All right, okay, very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática. En grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
Llegan los intensivos de julio in company. 2 semanas, 2 horas al día con un total de 20 horas. Además de las clases presenciales, cada alumno contará con 2 sesiones telefónicas de 25 minutos cada semana para poder poner en práctica lo aprendido en clase y fomentar el speaking. Infórmate de los intensivos de julio in company. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Este verano también in company. 911-335831.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Este verano tus hijos van a vivir un montón de aventuras en inglés. Y sin salir de Madrid, en los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com. Urban Camps, aventuras en inglés. No las dejes escapar.
A 200 metros gire a la derecha. Después en la rotonda tome la segunda salida y habrá llegado a un nivel de inglés C1.
Olvida los atajos que no funcionan. Si este año quieres dar un buen impulso a tu nivel de inglés, tu destino es Vaughan Town, un lugar único en España donde aprenderás de verdad. 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Vivirás el inglés con multitud de actividades que te ayudarán a desarrollar tus capacidades y mejorar tu inglés en todos los terrenos. Ponte en marcha, te estamos esperando. Las plazas son limitadas. Llama ahora al 911-335833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
La enseñanza de idiomas tiene un nombre. Grupo Vaughan cuenta con la mejor oferta de formación en idiomas. Más de 40 años implantando con éxito planes de formación en empresas y con un compromiso, continuar innovando. Consulta condiciones en el 911-335831.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Fútbol inglés en la residencia oficial Atlético de Madrid en San Sebastián de los Reyes. Reserva la plaza de tu hijo en el 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Welcome back to the program and ask me if we're eating happily right now.
Are we eating happily right now?
Yeah, we're eating beautiful key lime pie, a very typical American dessert.
Yes.
Especially when you go to the typical diners.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say diner in Spanish?
Una especie de cafetería.
Yeah, it's like a typical place where you get like hamburgers, French fries. Very typical that they were built in the 50s and 60s and inside they were full of chrome. How do you say chrome in Spanish? Do you say chrome?
Sí, chromium? Cromo. O sea, como el metal.
Yeah. And they were full of like red leather seats, chrome. They were usually independent, as in they weren't part of a chain. You got milkshakes, hamburgers, French fries or chips. And in many parts of the United States, they say soda, meaning Coca-Cola, Fanta, etc., or pop. So I don't know, in Florida, what they say?
I don't know.
So there's a map of the United States where you can see parts where they say soda and parts where they say pop. And so then for dessert, you would have lemon meringue pie, key lime pie.
Chocolate cakes,
etc. Yeah. So it's very, very, very typical American dessert. Mm. Less practice with more and less fewer, etc. Do you have more or less money than Paul McCartney?
I have less money than Paul McCartney.
Very good. Say his name again.
Paul McCartney.
Very good.
Or do you know more words than Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Do you have more or less power in this company than my boss?
I have less power in this company than your boss.
Very good. Do you have more or less free time than your brother?
I have more free time than my brother.
Do you have more or less influence than a famous blogger?
I have less influence than a famous blogger.
How do you say blogger in Spanish?
Bloguero.
Yeah. Do you have more or less food in the fridge than me?
I don't know how much.
Actually, right now, for once, I have a lot of food in my fridge.
So I have less food in my fridge than you.
Very good. Do you speak more or less Spanish than me?
I speak more Spanish than you.
Do you smoke more or less? Sorry, do you smoke more or less than a chain smoker?
I smoke less than a chain smoker.
How do you say chain smoker in Spanish?
Fumador empedernido.
Yes, very good. Do you drink more or less coffee than me?
I drink less coffee than you.
Very good. Do you play more or less chess than me?
I play less chess than you.
I hardly ever play chess, but I used to play when I was a kid.
Neither have I.
Yeah. Do you have more or fewer problems than Lourdes?
I have more problems than Lourdes.
Very good. Do you have more cars or fewer cars than Donald Trump?
I have fewer cars than Donald Trump.
Do you have more time or less time than the King of Spain?
I have more time than the King of Spain.
Say it again.
I have more time than the King of Spain.
King of Spain.
And the King of Spain.
Very good. Do you have more milk or less milk than a growing... Sorry. Do you drink more milk or less milk than a growing child?
I drink less milk than a growing child.
Is there more water or less water in Almería than in Asturias?
There is less water in Almería than in Asturias.
Yeah, Almería is kind of a desert.
Yes. Some films were shot there.
A lot of the Clint Eastwood films were shot there. Are there more computers or fewer computers here than in Microsoft?
There are fewer computers here than in Microsoft.
Is there more or less snow here than in Sweden?
There's less snow here than in Sweden.
Are there more people or fewer people in Spain than in the US?
There are fewer people in Spain than in the US. There are fewer people in Spain than in the US. than in the US.
Good. Are there more diamond rings or fewer diamond rings in your house than at Tiffany's?
There are fewer diamond rings in my house than Tiffany's.
Than at Tiffany's.
There are fewer rings. There are fewer diamond rings. There are fewer diamond rings in my house than at Tiffany's.
Good. Is there more or less furniture in your house than in a department store?
There are more furniture in my house than in the department store. Okay. I thought department store, sorry. The department is smaller than my house. Okay. There is less furniture in my house than in the department store.
Department store. Good. Again, from the beginning.
There is less furniture in my house than in a department store.
How do you say department store in Spanish?
Tienda de muebles. Inmobiliaria.
No.
Grandes almacenes.
No. For example, the best example in Spain of a department store with Corte Inglés.
Yes. Un gran almacén.
Sí, sí.
Un gran almacén.
Yeah, we call it.
So, for example, if you go to the United States, you have places like Macy's where they just sell everything. Everything under the sun.
Yes.
So that's like un gran almacén.
Okay.
Is there more or less food in the supermarket than in my house?
There is more food in the supermarket than in your house.
Are there more problems or fewer problems in a big company than in a small company?
There are more problems in a big company than in a small company.
Say it again.
There are more problems in a big company than in a small company.
Is there more or less sand in the desert than in a forest?
There is more sand in the desert than in the forest.
In a forest.
Than in a forest.
And again?
There are more sand.
There is.
There is more sand in the desert than in a forest.
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of work with the comparative. All right. I'll ask you a sentence and I want you simply to answer it. Are you taller or shorter than me?
I'm shorter than you.
Is Granada more beautiful or less beautiful than Albacete?
It's more beautiful than Albacete.
Very good. Is the Nile longer or shorter than the Manzanares?
It's longer than the Manzanares.
Is Madrid bigger or smaller than Bilbao?
It's bigger than Bilbao.
Is English easier or more difficult than science?
It's easier than science.
Very good. Is a mattress softer or harder than the ground?
It's softer than the ground.
Stronger with the it's.
It's softer than the ground.
Very good. Is a snail slower or faster than a greyhound?
It's slower than a greyhound.
How do you say greyhound in Spanish?
Marmota.
Galgo.
Galgo.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, galgo. Ask me if greyhound racing is popular in Ireland.
Is greyhound racing popular in Ireland?
Very popular. Not as popular as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Ask me if it's fun.
Is it fun?
Yes, it's a fun event. Especially a lot of companies do it on a night out and you gamble. But a lot of people when the dogs finish racing, sometimes they've been badly treated by their owners. But they make greyhounds make very good pets. I see a lot of them in Madrid as pets.
Mm-hmm.
Is blood thicker than water?
Yes, blood is thicker than water.
How do you say it in Spanish, that expression?
Expression, I don't know, but family connections
are
more...
La sangre tira.
Yes.
La sangre tira, yeah, so blood is thicker than water. Is Justin Bieber older or younger than me?
It's younger than you.
He's younger than you. Very good. Is a Mercedes cheaper or more expensive than a Ford?
A Mercedes is more expensive than a Ford.
XX.
More expensive than a Ford.
Good. Is summer hotter or colder than winter?
Summer is hotter than winter.
Very good. Is the climate in the desert drier or wetter than in the north of Spain?
It's drier than in the north of Spain.
Yeah, careful your pronunciation. In the.
It's drier than in the north of Spain.
Very good. Is my house cleaner or dirtier than a palace? Dirtier.
It's dirtier than a palace.
Am I richer or poorer than Angelina Jolie?
You're poorer than Angelina Jolie.
Very good. Is sleeping 8 hours better or worse than sleeping 3 hours a night?
It's better to sleep... To sleep 8 hours is better than sleeping 3 hours.
Very good. All right. Now, I'm going to give you a sentence and I want you to form the comparative from it. So this is very simple. If I say, for example, he's short, I simply want you to say he's shorter. Okay? And then I want you to add in, I want you to say the following. I'll say he's short. I want you to say he's shorter. He's the shortest. So we'll do comparative and superlative. So he's short.
He's shorter. He's the shortest.
I want you to say all three. He's short. He's shorter. He's the shortest.
He's short. He's shorter. He's the shortest.
It's long.
It's long. It's longer. It's the longest.
They're small.
They're small. They are the smallest.
No, so first comparative.
They're small. They're small. And
comparative.
They're smallest.
Smaller.
Oh.
They're smaller.
They're small. They're smaller. They're the smallest.
Good. Maths or math. Maths is difficult.
Maths is difficult. Maths is more difficult.
Very good.
Maths is the most difficult.
Very good. That painting is beautiful.
That painting is beautiful. That painting is more beautiful. That painting is the most beautiful.
My pillow is soft.
And my pillow is soft. It's softer. No, softer.
Yes.
It's the softest.
Good. A turtle is slow.
A turtle is slow. A turtle is slower. A turtle is the slowest.
Good. A Ferrari is expensive. Careful of the X.
A Ferrari is expensive. A Ferrari is more expensive. A Ferrari is the most expensive.
Very good. My grandfather is old.
My grandfather is old. My grandfather is older. My grandfather is the oldest.
Very good. Her shoes are new.
Her shoes are new. They are the... No,
careful.
They are the newest.
So comparative.
They are newer.
Yeah.
And they are the newest.
Good. The book is interesting.
The book is interesting. The book is more interesting. The book is the most interesting.
Good. Say book again.
Book.
Good. The wall is thick.
The wall is thick. The wall is thicker. The wall is the thickest.
This project is simple.
This project is simple. This project is more simple. This project is the simplest.
Yeah, start again. Try again.
This project is simple. This project is simpler.
Very good.
And this project is the simplest.
Good. He's good.
He's good. He's better.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the best. Very good. Gold is expensive. And again, careful of the X.
Gold is expensive. Gold is the more expensive.
Start again. Start again.
Gold is expensive. The gold is more expensive.
Gold.
Gold is expensive. Gold is more expensive. Gold is the most expensive.
Good. The city is near.
The city is near. The city is nearer. The city is the nearest.
Very good. Do a bit of practice now with there was and there were. Okay. So I'll give you the present. And I want you to change into the past, and sometimes it'll be singular, sometimes it'll be plural. All right? There's a thunderstorm. Simple past.
There was a thunderstorm.
Very good question.
Is there a thunderstorm? Was there a thunderstorm?
Negative question.
Wasn't there a thunderstorm?
Again?
Wasn't there a thunderstorm? Wasn't there a thunderstorm?
Wasn't there a thunderstorm?
A thunderstorm. Wasn't there a...
Thunder. Thunder. Storm. Thunderstorm.
A thunderstorm. Thunder. Wasn't thunder. There a thunderstorm?
Very good. And a negative statement.
There wasn't a thunderstorm.
There's a monkey. Yesterday, positive.
There was a monkey.
Negative.
There wasn't a monkey.
Question.
Was there a monkey?
Negative question.
Wasn't there a monkey?
There's some milk. Negative. Yesterday.
There wasn't any milk.
Again.
There wasn't any milk.
Ask me a question.
Was there any milk?
Negative question.
Wasn't there any milk?
Very good. There's a ball. Negative yesterday.
There wasn't a ball.
Very good. Question.
Was there a ball?
Negative question.
Wasn't there a ball?
Negative statement.
There wasn't a ball.
Very good. There's some cake yesterday. Positive.
Was there some cake?
Positive statement.
There was some cake.
Again.
There was some cake.
Negative.
There wasn't any cake.
Question.
Was there any cake?
Negative question.
Wasn't there any cake?
Very good. There's a magazine. Negative. Yesterday.
There wasn't any magazines.
Singular.
There wasn't any magazine.
Or there wasn't,
A magazine.
Very good. Magazine.
There wasn't a magazine.
Good. Question.
Was there a magazine?
Negative question.
Wasn't there a magazine?
Very good. There's a hole punch. What's a hole punch in Spanish?
Para hacer agujeros.
Yes. So there's a hole punch. Yesterday, positive.
There was a hole punch.
Negative, yesterday.
There wasn't a hole punch.
Question, yesterday.
Was there a hole punch?
Negative question, yesterday.
Wasn't there a hole punch?
Very good. There's some orange juice. Negative statement, yesterday.
There wasn't any orange juice.
Orange juice.
There wasn't any orange juice. Juice.
Yeah,
orange juice. There wasn't any orange juice.
Good, okay. Positive statement yesterday.
There was some orange juice.
Question.
Was there an orange juice? Was there a orange juice?
Again.
Was there a N?
No, no, it's in this case uncountable.
Was there an orange juice? Was there orange juice?
Again.
Was there orange juice?
Was there orange juice?
Very good. Negative question.
There wasn't any...
Negative question.
Wasn't there any orange juice?
Very good. There are fountain pens. What's a fountain pen in Spanish?
Pluma.
Very good. There are fountain pens. Negative statement yesterday.
There weren't any fountain pens.
Question.
Were there any fountain pens?
Negative question.
Wasn't there any fountain...
Plural.
Weren't there any fountain pens?
Again.
Weren't there any fountain pens?
Very good. Now, so quick bit of translation. Dile que venga.
Tell him to come here.
Good. Me gustaría probarlo.
I'd like to try it. I'd like to try it.
Good. Diles que tengan cuidado.
Tell them to be careful.
Quiero ir con él.
I want to go with him.
Very good. Quiero que vayas con él.
I want you to go with him.
Very good.
I want you to go with him.
Very good. No le digas quién soy.
Don't tell him who I am.
Very good. No quiero que él sepa nada.
I don't want him to know anything.
Good. Me dijeron que lo buscará.
They told me he would find it.
They told me to look for him.
Ah, que lo buscara. Okay, yeah, sorry. They told him...
Start again.
They told me to look for him.
Very good. Nadie te dijo que hicieras nada.
Anyone? No one?
Yes.
No one told you to do something or to do anything.
Very good again.
No one told you to do anything.
Very good. Now say this again. Me dijeron que lo buscará.
They told me.
This time of year, in the summertime, in Spain, if you have a terrace on your house and you want to block out the sun, what do you unfold?
Toldo.
You must pronounce the D. So, me dijeron que lo buscará.
They told me he will look for it.
They told me to look for him.
They told me to look for him.
Told.
They told me to look for him.
Look for him.
They told me to look for him.
Good. Te dije que volvieras a hacerlo.
I told you to do it again.
Very good. ¿Por qué no volviste a hacerlo?
Why didn't you do it again?
Very good. ¿Quién te dijo que me llamarás?
Llamarás.
Sorry, say it again. Llamarás.
Who told you to call me?
Very good. Quiero que me mires.
I want you to look at me.
More tea in the one.
I want you to look at me.
Good. Quiero que sepas una cosa.
I want you to know something.
Good. Now, actually there, for intonation, we would say, I want you to know something.
I want you to know something.
Very good. Quiero que compartas tus juguetes.
I want you to share your toys.
Good. Quiero que seas el juez.
I want you to be the judge.
Very good. Sometimes we would say, in this case, the boss is judge and jury. He makes the final decision. And how do you say jury?
Jurado.
Yes, so judge and jury. Very good. J-U-R-Y, but pronounced with like a D, like D-J, jury, jury.
Like Julia.
Like Julia, yes, exactly. Dile que se vaya.
Tell him to go.
Okay, or tell him to?
Leave.
Very good. Quiero que seas justo.
I want you to be fair.
Very good. Vigílales.
Watch them.
Very good. Again?
Watch them.
Good. And a less formal way of saying it?
Look.
Keep an eye on them.
Keep an eye, yes.
Again?
Keep an eye on them.
Very good. Quieren que perdamos. Quieren que perdamos.
They want us to lose.
Good. Queremos que ganéis.
I want you to...
Queremos.
We want you to win.
Good. Quiero que os lo pasáis bien.
I want you to have a fun. To have fun. Or to have a good day. Or
have a good time. Or fun. Yes. Quiero que lo pienses.
I want you to think about it.
Good. No quieren que vengamos.
They don't want us to come.
Very good. Quiero que encuentres una solución.
I want you to find a solution.
Good. And a negative.
I don't want you to find a solution.
Ask me a question.
Do you want them to find a solution?
Well, do you want you?
Is them?
Yeah.
Do you want you to find a solution?
And again?
Do you want you to find a solution?
Okay, let's do a quick bit of practice with may have, a bit similar to the shouldn't have. So I'll say, I don't know if he went there or not. And I want you to say, he may have gone there, but I'm not sure. Always finishing, but I'm not sure. I don't know if they saw him or not.
He may have seen it, but I'm
I don't know if they saw him or not.
They may have seen him, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if she gave it to him or not.
She might have given it
to him.
She may have given it to them, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if she gave it to him or not.
She may have given it to him, but I'm not sure.
She may have given it to him, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if he heard the news or not.
He may have heard them, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if he heard the news or not.
He may have heard the news, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they forgot it or not.
They may have forgotten it, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they came here or not.
They may have come here, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if he was with her or not.
He may have been with her, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if he wrote the letter or not.
He may have written the letter, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if he ate an apple or not.
He may have eaten it, but I'm not sure.
Very good. And use the apple. He may have eaten the apple.
He may have eaten the apple, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if she chose my candidate or not.
She may have chosen my candidate, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they took him to the hotel or not.
They may have taken them to the hotel.
Taken him to the hotel. Start again.
They may have taken him to the hotel.
Taken him.
They may have taken him.
A Ken, which is like a man's name. Kenneth.
Ken.
They may have taken him.
Taken him. They may have taken him to.
You're not pronouncing the N. Taken.
They may have taken him to the hotel, but I'm not sure.
Hotel,
but I'm not sure.
Again from the beginning.
They may have taken him to the hotel, but I'm not sure.
No, hotel.
Hotel.
Very much emphasis on the second set, hotel.
They may have taken him to the hotel, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if he went there alone or not.
He may have gone there alone, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if she flew there or not.
She may have flown there, but I'm not sure.
Very good. One more time.
She may have flown there, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they sold it or not.
They may have sold it, but I'm not sure.
Again?
They may have sold it, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I'm not sure. Very good. I don't know if the business grew last year or not.
The business may have grown last year, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if he broke the record or not.
He may have broken the record, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if they were introduced or not.
They may have been introduced, but I'm not sure.
What does that mean, if they were introduced?
Presentados.
Yes, very good. I don't know if they met each other or not.
They met each other. I don't know if they may have met each other, but I'm not sure.
Good. I don't know if she kept the money or not.
She may have kept the money, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if he stole the money or not.
He may have stolen the money, but I'm not sure.
Very good. If I tell you you're a keeper, what does that mean?
Un portero.
That's another one, but a different meaning. It's a positive thing. It's a compliment. If I say to a student, you're a keeper, it means we'll keep you because you're good. A keeper, but also a portero. Yeah,
and a fish. Good. Is it a fish? A keeper? When a couple, they, after the wedding, it's not something they have in the car?
A fish?
A keeper.
A keeper. Okay. A keeper is a smoked herring.
Yes.
I can't remember what herring is in Spanish.
Arenque.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, this was a very common thing to have for breakfast in Britain and in Ireland. A fish for breakfast. And it's called a kipper. K-I-P-P-E-R. But I don't know about it being in the car. Maybe it's a tradition. Because it smells quite strongly.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're extremely salty. Extremely salty. But my father used to eat them for breakfast sometimes on a Sunday. Okay. I don't know if he stole the money or not.
He may have stolen it, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if they began on time or not.
They may have begun on time, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if it cost the same or not.
It may have cost the same, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they threw it away or not.
They may have thrown it away, but I'm not sure.
Very good. I don't know if they sent the letter or not.
They may have sent the letter, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they... Sorry. I don't know if he had it or not.
He may have had it, but I'm not sure.
I guess we'll finish off with a very, very quick short answer drill. Did you and I speak to each other in English last week?
Yes, we did.
Very good. Could most German people read and write 20 years ago?
Yes, they could.
Very careful of your yes.
Yes, they could.
Very good. Is there an elephant in this room?
No, there isn't.
Very good. Could it be dangerous to drink 2 liters of Coke every day?
No, it couldn't.
No?
Yeah. I don't.
You do? 2 liters of Coke every day? Oh, God. Okay. Do I treat you respectfully in class?
Yes, you do.
Very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you very much to Lourdes for the key lime
pie.
Thank you. And actually, Ernest Hemingway lived on Key Largo. For a long
yes.
time on Key Largo. Thank you to Maria. Thank you to Fernando. Thank you to you. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso and the show with a new name. Bye bye.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio. Do you want to improve your English?
Interactive radio.
Interactive English show. You're listening to the right radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
To Vaughn Radio.
Te invitamos a que te sumerjas en una experiencia como el pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan Town, donde te permitirá comunicarte con decisión y confianza a pesar de los errores que puedas cometer. Pero se trata precisamente de eso, de superar el miedo escénico y el sentido del ridículo a la hora de expresarte en inglés. Te darás cuenta de que el inglés no es una ciencia oculta, sino una herramienta de comunicación que serás capaz de manejar con éxito. Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés en el cual conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número nativos angloparlantes procedentes de todas partes.